Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on clean jungle shuffle with modern punch and vintage soul. If you love that classic ragga jungle energy, but you want it to sound tight, clear, and current, this is the sweet spot. We're going to build a groove that feels fast, bouncy, chopped, and human, while keeping the low end disciplined and powerful. Then we'll add a small ragga vocal idea so the loop has attitude and identity, not just drums and bass. The big goal here is balance. A lot of beginner jungle loops go one of two ways. They're either too messy and raw, or too polished and robotic. Real D&B lives in between. The drums need shuffle, the bass needs purpose, the vocal needs to answer the groove, and the arrangement needs enough space to breathe. Let's build this step by step using only Ableton stock devices. First, set up your project for a D&B workflow. Open a new Live 12 set and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a very common jungle and D&B tempo, and it gives us the right energy straight away. Create 5 tracks: drums, break, kick, slash, snare, layer, sub bass, ragga, vocal, chop, effects, slash, atmosphere. Keep the track colors different so the session stays easy to read. That sounds basic, but in drum and bass, organization saves you from getting overwhelmed fast. If you have a reference track, you can drag it into the session and keep it low in volume so you can compare the groove and density while you work. That's a very smart beginner move. Now let's find the foundation. A break with natural shuffle. Drop a classic breakbeat loop onto the drums break track. You want something with clear hats, ghost notes, and a strong rhythm. In jungle, the break is not just percussion. It is the main personality of the beat. Turn warp on and set it to beats mode. Start with preserve set to transients. Keep loop on. Set transients somewhere around 30 to 60, envelope around 10 to 30, and keep flux low or off at first. Trim the loop to 1 or 2 bars. Then listen closely. If the break feels stiff, nudge the warp markers a little so the snare lands with the groove instead of snapping perfectly to the grid. That tiny looseness is part of the jungle feel. Here's the key idea. The shuffle comes from timing, ghost hits, and syncopation. If everything is locked too hard, the beat starts feeling flat and mechanical. We want movement, not stiffness. Next, let's add a kick and snare layer for modern punch. This layer is not here to replace the break. It's here to reinforce the main hits and make the drop hit harder, especially on smaller speakers. On the kick slash snare layer track, create a simple MIDI clip. Put a kick on beat 1. Put snares on beat 2 and beat 4. Keep it minimal at first. That's enough to anchor the groove. Use a drum rack with a clean kick and snare, or use simpler if you want to trigger one sample per note. For processing, start lightly. Try EQ 8 if you need a gentle cleanup. Use drum bus with drive around 5 to 15% and keep crunch low to moderate. If the kick needs extra weight, use boom carefully. Then add saturator with maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive for subtle punch. Keep this layer quieter than the break. The break should still feel like the main rhythmic identity. This layer just helps the groove translate and hit with more authority. Now go back to the break and start editing it into a cleaner jungle pattern. This is where the shuffle becomes intentional instead of just looped. Duplicate the loop and make small changes. Remove 1 or 2 snares to create space. Let ghost kicks or ghost snares stay in between the main hits. Cut a tiny fill at the end of every 2 or 4 bars. Keep some hat chatter so the beat keeps moving. If you want a little more bounce, use the groove pool very lightly. Start around 10 to 25%. Don't overdo it. Too much swing can make the groove feel lazy instead of driving. Balance the break against the kick slash snare layer using clip gain or track volume. If the snare feels too sharp, back off the layer and let the break do more of the work. If the break feels weak, bring it up a little or add a touch of saturation. Now for the low end, a simple sub bass that leaves room for the drums. For beginner D&B, keep the bass simple. You do not need a complicated bass line for this to work. You need a solid, musical support line that answers the drums. Use operator, wave eatable, or analog. In operator, a pure sine wave is a great starting point. Keep the envelope short to medium, low sustain, and short release. You can add a tiny pitch envelope if you want a little attack thump. Write a bass pattern that reacts to the drums. Hit the downbeat. Hit after the snare. Leave space. Think of it like conversation. The drums speak, and the bass replies. Then add saturator with a gentle 2 to 4 dB of drive, EQ 8 to keep the sub focused under about 100 to 120 Hz, and utility to keep it mono. That mono check is important. If the low end gets wide, the whole groove can feel unstable. A good rule here is simple. The sub should be felt more than heard. If it starts sounding like a lead sound, it's too much. Now let's bring in the ragga vocal chop. This is where the track gets soul and character. Find a short vocal phrase, chant, or one shot with attitude. It can be a spoken line, a reggae-style ad-lib, or even something you record yourself. Keep it short and rhythmic. Drag it onto an audio track, or load it into Simpler if you want to chop it quickly. In Simpler, use classic or slice mode. Tighten the start and end point so the vocal behaves like a rhythmic instrument. A strong approach is to chop the vocal into 2 to 4 short hits, place them in the gaps between the snare hits, and repeat one phrase as a hook. Keep space around it so it doesn't crowd the drums. For processing, high-pass it with EQ 8 around 120 to 200 HE. Add a short echo or delay with low feedback for atmosphere. A little reverb is fine too, but keep it subtle. Try a call and response idea. Maybe the vocal hits in bar 1, then the drums answer in bar 2. Then repeat the vocal with a slight variation in bar 3. Bar 4 can be a fill or a filtered version. That kind of dialogue makes the loop feel like a real jungle tune, not just a beat. Now let's shape the groove with simple bus processing. Group the drums into a drum bus. Grouping is useful because it lets you shape the whole beat at once without overprocessing every individual sound. On the drum group, try drum bus for glue and punch. Then add glue compressor with gentle settings. A 2-to-1 ratio is a great starting point. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release on auto or medium fast. Aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You want cohesion, not squashing. You can also use EQ 8 if the drums get harsh. And keep checking mono, especially on the low end. If the bass or vocal starts disappearing in mono, simplify the stereo image. Also, do not chase loudness yet. Leave headroom. You're building a groove, not finishing a master. Now let's add movement with automation. Even a simple jungle loop feels much more finished when something changes over time. Try automating the vocal chop filter cutoff in the intro, then opening it into the drop. You can also automate a little extra echo at the end of a phrase, or open the bass filter slightly before the drop. A short drum bus drive boost before a fill can also give you a little extra energy. A really practical arrangement is this. 8 bars intro, 16 bars drop, 4 bar fill, or switch up 8 bars return with a new vocal chop. For a DJ-friendly feel, keep the intro and outro a bit stripped back. That helps the track mix in and out smoothly. Now make one switch up so this feels like a real tune idea. At the end of every 8 or 16 bars, change something small. Drop out the kick for half a bar. Reverse a vocal chop. Mute the break for one beat. Add a drum fill. Or make the bass answer later than usual. This is important because DNB loops get repetitive fast if nothing changes. You do not need a full breakdown yet. Just make an A section and a B section. The A section can be the full groove. The B section can be slightly reduced drums, more vocal space, or a bass variation. That contrast is enough to turn a loop into a sketch that feels arranged. Let me give you a few teacher-style reminders as you work. Think in layers, not in one perfect break. One element can handle movement, another can handle impact, and another can handle character. Use the break as texture and timing, not just drum hits. If the groove feels too rigid, keep more ghost notes and let the added drums only reinforce the main accents. Leave tiny pockets of space around the snare. Jungle often feels exciting because there's air around the snare. Don't fill every gap. Keep the low end disciplined. If the sub, kick, and break all fight for the same space, the groove loses its snap. And remember, short sounds usually work better here. Short vocal chops, short bass notes, short fills. This style loves quick hits that stop cleanly. If the loop starts sounding too busy, remove something before you add more. In jungle and DNB, subtraction often improves energy more than addition. Here's a quick practice challenge to lock it in. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Drop in one breakbeat and warp it in beats mode. Add kick and snare MIDI layer with only the main hits. Program a 4-note sub-bass pattern that answers the snare. Find one ragga vocal phrase and chop it into 2 or 3 hits. Add one automation move, like filtering the vocal in the intro or throwing delay at the end of bar 4. Then make one 4-bar variation by removing a drum hit or adding a fill. Your goal is a rough 8-bar jungle shuffle loop that feels clean, punchy, and soulful. Not perfect, just musical. Before we wrap up, let's recap the core idea. Start with a strong breakbeat and keep its natural shuffle. Layer a simple kick slash snare for modern punch. Use a mono, minimal sub bass to support the groove. Add a short ragga vocal chop for vintage soul and identity. Shape everything with light Ableton stock processing, not heavy overmixing. And finish with 1 or 2 arrangement changes so it feels like a real DNB section. If the drums bounce, the bass stays clean, and the vocal answers the groove. You've got the core of a proper clean jungle shuffle with modern punch and vintage soul. Now go build that loop, keep it tight, and trust the bounce.